5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Going to remind you at 5:20-ish, give you a pair of tickets. Give you a chance to win a pair of tickets anyway for John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. September the 4th, they'll be at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I mailed off a bracelet today from my pal Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. Last week I had the chance to spend the week with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office down in St. Augustine, Florida. And the sheriff down there, what a hard charger, man. Just an incredible guy, Sheriff Hardwick. But I wanted to send him a couple of gifts just to thank him for his gracious hospitality. Spend a week with the team, you know, it's quite an investment. And so I sent him one of the official Jeff Katz challenge coins and a thank you note and a donation for his peer support team and a thin blue line bracelet from my pal Emily Morrissey. So now Emily's bracelets have reached all over the world. They've been sold to people in each one of the, 57, 58 states, and a whole slew of countries around the world. So anyway, the latest recipient in a couple of days anyway will be the sheriff of St. Johns County, Florida. So Emily, I hope that puts a smile in your face. Emily sends me a picture. Well, her mom sends me a picture most days today. Her dad is picking up the slack. And got a big old smile on her face working on a big custom project. So just wanted to make sure she knew I was doing my part to spread the love for Emily's bracelets all over the world. Okay, Dolly Parton has passed away. And I know there's all sorts of political mishigas going on right now. And Democrats are evil and Republicans are good. Unless you're on the other side, in which case Republicans are evil and Democrats are not as evil, I guess. But Dolly Parton passed away, 80 years old. That's a pretty good run. There are moments, and I think it is as you get older and older, you realize, hey, that's not bad. Right? If you are of an age and you remember when John Lennon was killed, right? Heidi and I use that sort of as our touchstone. When he was killed, we thought, and we didn't know each other then. I mean, we ourselves were children. But when he was murdered, he was 40 years old. And we both, we've been together a long time, but we both have chatted, but we both thought, oh my gosh. At the time, we thought, wow, 40 years old, what an old guy. You know, like that, what are you complaining about? I mean, sad he got killed and, you know, leaves behind a family, but, you know, 40 years old, come on, that's a good run. Now that each of us has a 40 mark by a decade or two, now we're thinking, whew, 40, what a baby. But 80 is a pretty good run. I don't think that you can complain about 80 years. I also don't think if you are 80 when you pass away and you were married to the love of your life for 60 of those years, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So there's a whole part of Dolly Parton, for me anyway, marvelous performer, but a really decent person. I have no idea what her political ideology was. And I'm really happy about that because I don't want to know. I knew that she was a great performer, beautiful voice, not just a wonderful singer, but a great actress. Great sense of humor, fine author, and a real philanthropist as well, a real community treasure. I have nothing but good feelings for Dolly Parton. Do you have a favorite song? What about a movie? Because she had some amazing hits. Jolene was the big one. Coat of Many Colors, I think, was really the first big one. But for me, I wasn't really old enough to understand or appreciate. I don't even know if I ever heard it. When 1971, I doubt it. 1973, 1974, Jolene and I Will Always Love You. I do have vague recollections of hearing my folks play those songs in the car. But 9 to 5, and Here You Come Again? Yep, absolutely first-person recollection of that. And I remember 9 to 5 not just as the song, but I remember the movie 9 to 5. And thinking about the other folks who acted in the movie with her, especially Dabney Coleman. I just love Dabney Coleman. I thought he was an amazingly talented actor. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Sterling Hayden was in that. I didn't realize that. Wow. There were some top-notch people. Really, really, really good stuff. So do me a favor. I mean, I know it's going to push down on our James River Air text line of 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, some of the hate texts that are coming in. I apologize, Jerm. I know you were paying very close attention to how the Cats, You Suck, and Are Not a Icon and Will Not Be Missed text was going, but I think I'd rather hear about your Dolly Parton thoughts and maybe a favorite tune or favorite movie. Love to see that. And honest to goodness, for the guy who's telling me what a great Republican he is and then tells me he's going to vote for this Democrat, I don't get what you're doing. He says, unless you can provide a compelling reason not to vote for this guy, so start compelling. Not my job to be compelling on that front. I mean, I've invited the candidates for that particular office. One of them is accepted. Your guy has turned us down flat. And by the way, you're spelling your guy's name wrong. Just FYI. I mean, again, far be it for me to correct people when they're on a roll telling me about how horrible I am and how stupid I am. But, you know, if you can't really even spell the name of your guy or put the letter N before icon, because that's the way that, anyway. We're going to give you a chance to win the John Cafferty Beaver Brown tickets in a couple of moments. We'll do that at 5:20-ish. Attorney Tim Anderson was here a little bit earlier, and Jerm has gone in there and taken some of the pieces from that. We'll share some of that at 5:35 because a lot of people didn't hear him at 3:35. Let me remind you, any piece of this program that you miss, you will find at newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. That's where you go. You get the podcasts. You download the entire show. You share it with people. If you heard something that was especially important, especially meaningful, especially entertaining, same thing. You go to newsradiowrva.com, grab that show right there, and then download it so that you can listen to it 10 or 20 times and share it with 100 or 200 of your closest friends. Newsradiowrva.com. 804, Jeff, Dolly Parton wrote the love song I Will Always Love You to Porter Wagoner when she left him to go out on her own, and Whitney Houston made it into an even bigger hit. Wow, pretty cool. Ann from RBA says, good afternoon, Jeff. I love Dolly in both 9 to 5 and Steel Magnolias. Yeah, those were good films. Very, very good films. 434, Jeff, her duet with Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream, was magic. Yes, I remember that song very, very well. I like that song a lot. I think of that, and that was a long song, right? Did that run about 4 minutes, which, you know, by song count is a pretty long song. 804 says, Jeff, she was fantastic in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Those two had such chemistry, and you could tell when you watched that film, you could just tell how much fun they were having doing it. That's what I love, when you can watch a performance, and it could be a TV show, it might be a movie, it might be a theater performance, and I got news for you. When you can see people on the stage or on the screen, and you can tell they're having a good time, man, that's when you know as a performer that you've won. And that's how you can tell as an audience member, wow, those people they're good. They're good. I loved every part about her. I really did. And the fact, I mean, it sounds kind of weird now, but having just celebrated my 27th anniversary with Heidi, I just keep thinking, 60 years together, that's a long time. And you got to really, honestly, be in a committed relationship to make it 60 years. And they made it 60 years, so good for them. All right, lots of great stuff still to come, including a pair of tickets for John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band at the Beacon Theater September the 4th. We'll give those away just a couple of minutes from now. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.